SBS Radio.
Carla Grant, welcome to NITV Radio.
Thank you very much, Bertrand. It's great to be with you.
Yeah, we haven't heard from you for a while, but I hear you've been extremely busy, actually, with a few new shows in the pipeline. Tell us about what you've been up to.
Yes, that's right. I have been pretty busy in production, and I've got a brand new series coming up this Monday on NITV, premiering at 8:30 p.m., Carla Grant Presents. I'm really thrilled to be presenting a fantastic selection of wonderful documentaries that we have on NITV, made all by Indigenous filmmakers, some emerging and some are already established filmmakers. And it's a great selection of documentaries telling the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander story of, or many, many different stories actually, and all about our connection to our land and our sea and our country.
Yeah, and so this will be on Monday.
Yes, so it's premiering this Monday night at 8:30 p.m. on NITV. So that's Australian Eastern Standard Time. I think that's what you call it. But I guess check your local guide. But
yeah,
it is if you're living on the East Coast, yeah. It's 8:30 p.m. on Monday night.
Yeah.
So, and we do kick off with a beautiful four-part series called Elements, which is all based on the elements of earth, wind, fire and water, and all told from an Indigenous perspective. And it talks about or tells us the story of how Indigenous Australians are connected to those four elements of earth, wind, fire and water. So, they're very, very beautiful documentaries, all made by Indigenous filmmakers, and we kick off on Monday with the beautiful story of Earth.
Yeah. Now, how does the show, a typical show, look like? You'll be in the studio with the producer talking about the documentary, or you introduce it and then we get to see the great work of art and storytelling on screen?
Well, I'll be hosting from the studio, so we've got a beautiful set in the studio. So I'll be presenting the documentaries and giving my sort of, take on the documentaries. I watch them all and then I'll sort of give a bit of a critiquing of them and then we'll go straight into the documentary itself. They're all wonderful, very, very beautiful documentaries. You know, NITV is very, very committed to nurturing, talent through, various initiatives and very committed to Indigenous filmmakers and supporting them and giving them a platform. So this is one way that we're doing that through commissioning these documentaries and as well as supporting our, emerging and established filmmakers. We're also showing Indigenous stories from an Indigenous perspective.
How many series, parts in this series?
Yeah, we've actually got 12 episodes to start off with.
Yeah.
So 12 weeks of beautiful documentaries from up-and-coming and established Indigenous filmmakers and on a variety of topics, many, many different stories. So as I said, we kick off the first 4 weeks with Elements. So we start off with earth, then wind, fire and water. And then after that, we've got a couple of beautiful documentaries from the Kimberley region of Western Australia. So we've got a beautiful story about Elsa Foy, who is a pioneer in her field in Western Australia in the area of health.
Yeah.
A story which is very, very different from the first five, the story of the lost diamonds. So we've got an action man who actually goes out and he's a producer, Indigenous producer as well, and he goes out and goes to speak to locals in the Kimberley area about the lost diamonds. So I won't tell you anything more about that
because
you'll have
to
stay
tuned
and watch, but it's full of mystery and action and something a bit different. So each and every one of the documentaries has a different story to tell, and but all through the eyes of Indigenous Australian
storytellers. Yeah.
Yeah, Indigenous storytellers and Indigenous people themselves telling their own personal stories.
Yeah.
So it's a wonderful way, as I said, to showcase our stories and also give our Indigenous filmmakers an opportunity to screen their works. And we do a lot of work with the screen agencies around the country as well. So the Elements is a initiative between NITV and Screen Queensland. So all of the four Elements documentaries were shot in far north Queensland on Mornington Island, Saibai, Satia, Bamaga, Duan Island, and the fire story was shot on Wujul country in far north Queensland. So they're all stories from that region. And then for week episode 5 and 6, we move across to the Kimberley region where we meet Elsa Foy and find out the story about the lost diamond. So we go right across the country to different areas to see, you know, the connections that Aboriginal people have with those, with our country. So, really, really thrilled and very excited to be presenting these documentaries to you.
Yeah.
So that all runs for the first 12 weeks,
Yeah.
And we'll be back on again with Carla Grant Presents over Christmas and New Year's. But
yeah. But in between,
We've got another. I've got another series of Living Black Conversations starting from mid-November. So I've got a lot of great people that I'm doing one-on-one interviews with. So we've spoken to Carla McGrath, who's a Torres Strait Islander woman, and she's also the deputy director of Get Up, and also just involved in Indigenous affairs in general, and one of our up-and-coming sort of young leaders as well. A very interesting conversation with her, and we've got a lot of other people lined up as well for 6-week series of Living Black Conversations.
Yeah.
Hoping to speak with the Prime Minister and also our first Minister for Indigenous Australians, Ken Wyatt.
Yeah.
And, I've got another number of other people that we'll be speaking with as well. So stay tuned for that.
And then
I've got lots of other projects that I'm working on as well. I'll have another a series of Living Black Investigations happening in March for investigation season next year on NITV. Also, Family Reunited, where I'll be following the journeys of Indigenous Australians finding their family. So that's going to be very, very powerful and very moving. And another project for later on in 2020, which I won't say anything more about that now, but maybe we can talk about
Definitely talk about it when it's close to the date of of the launch. And now one question is, nowadays people are very busy. If they don't catch one of these episodes, will they be broadcasting at later dates, or will they be available on other platforms?
Yes, they certainly will be available on other platforms, and people will be able to go to SBS On Demand and catch them there, which there'll be a special page for Carla Grant Presents, and all the documentaries will be available there on SBS On Demand. So if you can't catch us on Monday nights at 8:30, you can always go to On Demand and view it there.
Excellent. Well, Carla Grant, thank you so much for informing us on this upcoming episode. So I have to remind our listeners, starts on Monday. What time again?
Monday night at 8:30 p.m.
Monday night, 8:30 p.m. Carla Grant Presents. So that's the first one, Monday the 19th of August. Please tune in. Thank you so much, Carla.
Thank you very much, Bertrand. Take care.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.